Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Today we're going to look at the last of Jesus' commands, "You've heard it said, but I say to you." And this is the hardest one yet. In Matthew 5:43, we read this. Jesus said, "You've heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and the good. He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? And here's the command, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." In the law, you will not read any command that says, love your neighbor, hate your enemies. When Jesus says, "You've heard it said," he's not saying it was part of the law. He's saying it's things that the Pharisees over the centuries had perverted. Perhaps they took some of David's verses out of context where David said, "I hate those who hate you, O God," in Psalm 139. But in fact, in the law, it says to love your neighbor as yourself and not to hate your enemies. You see how things got twisted, and Jesus was correcting that. So indeed, we are to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. I did a series on the five loves sometime last year, and the message on this one, love your enemies, was the most difficult because it's hard to love our enemies. The only way I know to do that is to pray for them for their salvation and love them despite what they do to us, because that's what he did. The final command in this section is that we are to be perfect even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We know as Christians that's impossible. But what he's telling his disciples is that you need to lean in and listen to me, learn to love like me, live like me, listen to my teachings, let them become your life. If you are truly born again in Christ, this is what we strive for throughout the rest of our lives, this process called sanctification. We want to live, look, and love more like Jesus and do the best we can through the power of the Holy Spirit to be perfect as he is perfect. Hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.